Down at the bench, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining me. And Jim, the first half of that game, not the best I've seen by your Beaver squad, but that second half of the game looked much different. First of all, talk about the play of Mackenzie Brooke, who had to come in such a situation.
I thought Meg did a great job. Certainly not easy coming in cold. I'm sure she was, shocked when I called her name. But you know what? She earned the opportunity. She's worked an awful hard, last year and this year. And I thought she responded real well.
Your team had a couple of really good looks there in the third period. Of course, you made it tight. You kept it close. If you could have only played that third period like that in the first two, it might have been a different hockey game, wouldn't it have?
Well, let's first of all, let's give credit to Wisconsin. That was a good old-fashioned mm-hmm. butt-kicking. I mean, you got a 6-0 lead in the third. It's you're not going to be playing with the same sense of urgency as they started the game with. I mean, they were spot on. It seemed like every little play was tape to tape. Every mistake we made, they capitalized on it. So, give them credit. They kicked our butt.
Coach, any positives you can take out of this hockey game? I know the third period looked pretty good. Like I said, you guys had some good looks there.
We battled, Kelly. There was no quit. We kept fighting. We kept working. Once he goes 4-5, then it's pretty tough. Obviously, you haven't scored a goal against him in three games, so you take it shift by shift. We talked about winning a period, and I thought we came out and we worked hard in the third. It was a great play by Riley to find Hubes going to the net, and we get one. Sure enough, they come back and they get one. So you can't even win the period, but we just kept fighting. We just talked about certainly our belief in them hasn't changed one iota, and we just got to get back after it on Monday.
You mentioned in the pregame show about what Hannah Moore said about Kristen Huber. Repeat that for the people listening.
Well, she said we just need to get more Hubers in front of the net. It's just, Hubes gets there and she does a great job of taking goalies' eyes away, and it makes it difficult. But, tip your hat to Wisconsin. They were outstanding today.
They're a tough team. They're going to be a tough team for anybody to beat this rest of the season. You guys have Duluth next weekend on the road. How do you prepare your team for the Bulldogs?
Well, it's a big series. That'll be the common theme for every series from here on out. They're all big, and we're going to find ourselves, I think, in fourth place when the weekend's over, and St. Cloud will only be four back. So I mean, that's every game's big, and that's it'll all start Friday over there in Duluth. They're a good team. They've got an outstanding top line. Goaltending can be very good. So, we just, just get back after it. Our challenge is to get better Monday through Thursday, and then you go show it on the weekend.
Jim, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you at the media day on Tuesday.
You bet, Kelly. Thanks.
Thank you.